guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight for Joker's Wild, I'm going to be reading a question sent to me from a guy called Lost on Next Steps. And I thought it was kind of an interesting topic because a lot of times we talk about relationships, but what about friendships with women? So he says, advice request, I stood up for myself, now what? He says, hey Joker, so I have a friend, I've known her for about 18 years, it's platonic. She's one of those girl power advocates, but not the crazy type. Anyway, we were talking about the actions governments are taking over the bug. We have differing views, but when she couldn't push her view on me, she became sarcastic. I called her out on it, and she tried to first change the subject. Then when it didn't work because I refocused on the issue, her rudeness, she deflected. And when that didn't work, she tried to turn the tables on me by suggesting I'm too sensitive. I'll tell you, man, that's one thing that will happen many times is that if you call somebody out on their bad acting, if they aren't able to self-reflect a little bit and realize that they're the problem, the easiest thing they're going to do is always deflect it back to you. You see, by you being too sensitive, really it's your problem with everything she said, not the fact that she actually said something that might be wrong, might not be too bright, or that she just had bad behavior. So she's going to turn it around and put it on you. Here's the thing, a friend doesn't really do that. I've never had a guy friend do that to me, and the women friends that I have in my life wouldn't be women friends if they did that to me. So that, I'll say right off the top is a warning sign. The fact that she's trying to deflect and change the issues and then refocusing back on you, that's her way of kind of trying to back out of it. He continues on. We both know that she got caught on rude behavior. I said I'm walking away from the conversation until she feels better, and she replied back in half apologetic way, but not really, by saying that she could have misrepresented some of the things I said as being a bit arrogant, which she can't. So she was saying, I guess she's saying that, let me read this again here. So it looks like she's saying that what she said might have been a bit arrogant. I know that she knows she got caught and called out on it, but I don't know what to do now. Do I continue to ignore her? I don't want to lose a friendship, but I'm not going to allow someone to walk all over me either. Signed, Lost on Next Steps. So yes, first things first, if you value your integrity and you think you did nothing wrong, you don't apologize, ever. Never, especially if you didn't do anything wrong. Now look, if I screw up something, actually I've made it a point to never say I'm sorry. Those words just don't come out of my mouth. Now I'll say, I don't say it in general, like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't say that. I'll say I regret my words, or I chose my words poorly, and for that, you know, I apologize. But sorry doesn't come out of my mouth. I'll reword it some other way, but and if I do apologize, it's going to be for my specific actions, because I want to make sure I'm not just sorry in general for standing up for myself or representing myself or holding my head up high. So if the reverse were true and you had to apologize, you could have said, you know, maybe I didn't look at things from your angle properly, and for that, that's my bad. I guess I wasn't seeing it from your direction. There you go. That's an apology. But I'd say leave the sorries out of it. So as far as do I continue to ignore her, yes, of course you do. You made your point. She tried to back out, or she tried to change the topic. You made your point again about her being rude to you, and she deflected. And when that didn't work, she attacked you by saying you're too sensitive, right? And then finally she said, well, maybe you could have misinterpreted, or she misinterpreted some of the things that were said, because you were, the way you worded it, I'm not sure, but either she was calling you arrogant or whatever. And so if she knows that she got called out on it, and she knows that she was in the wrong, you would not apologize to her, because you have done nothing wrong. She's done all the mistakes here. So here's how it goes. Number one, if she never contacts you to apologize, then you don't talk to her ever again. Number two, if she contacts you and doesn't bring up the subject and just tries to move on a different topic, You tell her, hey, I'm waiting for an apology because you called me out on this and you were rude to me. And until you apologize, I don't want to talk to you. If she tries to swing the blame around in a different direction, tries to put it back on you again or something like that, then you ignore her. And you just say, you know what? I guess maybe it's best that we're not friends. And that's the end of that. Lastly, if she does apologize and she sounds like she genuinely means it, then you say, I accept. And then you can move on as normal. However, and I wouldn't put this in a direct, like I wouldn't say this to her and necessarily threaten her with it, but know in the back of your mind that if she pulls this crap again and you call her out on it and she does anything but apologize, or if you're like me and she just pulls this crap out again, period, you just end it. The thing is, you talk about having an 18-year relationship or friendship with this person, but then she does all these things to you that really a friend wouldn't do to you. So when something like that happens, I'll tell you quite quickly that I would not put too much energy into this relationship. You know, the one thing that I've learned about relationships with women is that in some way or another, they have to get something from you. And I'm not saying that's 100% of the cases, but it's been I'd say probably 100% of the cases in my life. I can't speak for others and their experiences, but one thing I know is that even the woman friends that I have now, they'll sometimes ask for a little bit of advice. I think sometimes they'll text me to share something when they have no one else to talk to. There's almost always a reason they kind of reach out for you. And I know with guys that doesn't happen. You know, a buddy of mine, we might connect. He's out in California. He might message me out of the blue, or I message him with the blue just to see genuinely how he is. How's his health? How's his family? How's his kids? How's work? You know, how, blah, blah, blah. And we talk for maybe 20 or 30 minutes. And you know something? We might not talk again for a year. Why? Because there's really nothing new to change. I know he's good. I know I'm good. And we just catch up with each other once in a while saying, hey, man, I just hope you're good. And you're a good dude. And we were good friends at one point, best friends at one point. But we've moved on with our lives. But I'm just checking in to make sure you're cool. Guys will do that. And I've done that with many friends. But I've never kept a woman around in my life, or nor has she stayed around in my life, unless they at least want something small. So ask yourself this. You've known her for 18 years, and yes, it's platonic. Are you her shoulder to cry on? Are you someone that she wants to talk with when she doesn't have anything else going on? Are you her advice guy? Are you the guy that maybe swings by and helps her paint something, or help her with a problem? Maybe give her, advice, or helping her move something around her apartment. You know, what is it that you're doing? Because I've found that most of the time, unless she's genuinely getting something from you, they don't stay friends very long, because they're going to move on. She's going to get a boyfriend. She's going to make other friends. She's going to probably have some guys that want to date her. And she keeps them around just as, you know, I don't know, something to take advantage of, or buy her a free lunch or something like that. And again, I'm not saying all women, but I'm saying many of them. So ask yourself, you know, what's in it for her? And I think when you can answer that, then you'll be able to realize, well, maybe she is a real friend and she doesn't ask for any of that stuff, or maybe she asks for this or does that, and maybe she wants to borrow my time or my advice. And when you pull that away from her, does she stick around? If she still sticks around, like, for example, I'll give you an example now that I'm thinking of off the top of my head. I have a friend of mine that asked me some advice on dating. And she said, what do you think about this? And I said, oh, I got a video up on my site for that. Go check this out. And I sent her the link. And she responded back, I don't know, 30 seconds or a minute, saying, well, I don't really have time right now to watch a video. But what do you, you know, can you like text me? What do you think? And I said, well, when you get some time tonight, just watch my video. I've already talked about this subject for 20 minutes on one of my videos. And her reply was, just forget it. So because she, you know, my answer was already out there in the ethos. All she had to do is pull up a YouTube video and watch for, I don't know, 20 minutes. And she would have had a very long, full-out description. But instead, it wasn't good enough for her. She needed instant gratification and instant advice. Now, again, I'm not saying that she's like this, but you need to figure out, you know, why are you friends? Because for almost everyone that you're involved with in your life, they stick around for some reason. I've got friends that are good to go out and grab a drink with because they're fun and they're funny and we have a good laugh. But they'd be the last person I'd call if I got in trouble. I've got other friends I keep in touch with that, I don't know, we talk about motorcycles or something. But so it's going to happen between all people, because if you have nothing really in common or a reason to talk to each other, you just don't. Figure that out. And then if you figure it out and you realize that it's equal, 50-50, and you both enjoy something from each other, then stick with it after she apologizes. But if you find that it's kind of a one-way street where you really aren't gaining anything from having her as a friend, but she's gaining more from you, maybe it's time to rebalance the subject. Guys, I'm going to play a quick message here from our sponsor for today's video, and we'll be right back with a closing statement. Hey guys, one of my viewers and a fellow Manosphere guy asked to sponsor one of my videos. He's got a supplement called X-Wolf Testosterone Booster he wanted me to tell you about. He says, guys, are you struggling with the body, bedroom, or mental game? There's an answer for you. X-Labs presents a proven line of products to help in those areas. Our X-Wolf Testosterone Booster aids in intense workouts, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Increased blood flow and heightened libido are just a few of the many effects. X-Wolf contains all the natural ingredients and herbs used in traditional Chinese medicines like Tongkat Ali and Maca root powder for stamina, as well as modern ingredients found in major brand workout supplements such as L-arginine that help better blood flow before workouts and recovery after hitting the gym. All products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping in the U.S. Please go to www.x-labs.store. That's www.x-labs.store to unleash your inner wolf and lead the pack today. Link in the video description below. So to wrap things up for you, lost on next steps, wait for her to apologize. If she doesn't apologize, call it a day. And if she tries to contact you and she doesn't apologize, ask her for one. If she doesn't give it, to call it a day. And if she never messages you again, then forget it. But you do not apologize to her for something that she's done, because all that does is that weakens you. It makes you look less of a man. It makes you look as someone to be walked over, and like you mentioned in your last sentence, and it makes you look weak. She will respect you more as a friend, as a man, and as a person if you stand up for yourself. That's the best advice. Never apologize when you're not the one in the wrong, just because the tension or the frustration or the anger or whatever between you two is there. Let it sit there. And if it sits there forever, then that's what it does. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And the best thing you can always do for me is like, comment, and share. And go check out some of my older videos. Probably here in the next couple of days, with all the news going in a different direction and focusing on the bug and on finance and so on and so forth, there's not quite as many fun, interesting articles out there, and I don't want to keep rehashing things that I've already talked about in the past. So I may take a couple of days off here and there where you may not have a fresh upload to listen to until I can find interesting stories, because it takes me a little bit longer right now. So go back and check out some of my other work. I worked hard on all of it, and I appreciate you enjoying it. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if she's in the wrong, or he, even if it's a guy, if someone else is in the wrong, you never apologize. ¶¶